There's a man at the gate, he has something in his hand. He says it fell down from the sky. Should I let him in? Maybe it's an omen, maybe it will take away our sin. Our sin. 'Tis a diamond that he has. Biggest one I've ever seen. And when he holds it in his hand, it's shining like the sun. He says it's from another world. He calls it the mirror of the soul. We must place it on the altar. The abbot now, tell him of this wondrous thing. Tell him that we'll have control of all the riches it will bring. When people come to see it, for money we will purify their souls. Their souls. With my knife I'll kill this man. I'll send him to the promised land. And when we take the diamond, we will have the future in our hands. In our hands. When we place it on the altar high, send the devil to the fire. Power over men we'll have when they see it shine. It started that whole new religion, and people everywhere had to give up all their possessions at the Abbé Saint-Pierre. But with their gold they could buy a redemption and the promise of eternal life. And the center of it all was a diamond divine. Up there on the altar high, but for the monks it would not shine. So with subterfuge they used the light of the sun, fooling everyone. It was late at night when a young boy was in there with his friends, and they dared him up to the altar to touch the famous gem. And when he did, the whole place exploded with a great and wonderful light, and the people came from everywhere to see. When he took it from the altar high, everyone could make it shine except the abbot and his men. For them, no light, they could not make it shine. Making confession of the things they had done, and the abbot led that sad procession as they went to the gate past the place where it had begun. And all their dreams of glory, all their schemes and stories would come to nothing after all, because a power greater from the world's creator gave us love to light the mirror of the soul. Only love can light the mirror of the soul. All through the world, there are many others who always follow everything they are told by men with rules and regulations, using old superstitions and tales to assume control.